This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, pickleball. It is, according to the Association of Pickleball Professionals, so yes, that is Big Pickle's trade group, it's the fastest growing sport in the country. More than 36 million people played during the 12 months that ended last summer. And if you've driven by your local park of late, you've probably seen pickleball in action, a combination of ping pong and badminton, a little bit of tennis too. But with that popularity comes a challenge, literally finding enough places to play, which makes the challenge for city parks and rec departments a balancing act between investing in pickleball and investing in everything else that people want to do. Gabby Galvin wrote about pickleball and infrastructure for Smart Cities Dive. Gabby, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me.
Look, I learned something in this piece, that pickleball was actually established in 1965 is when it was invented. But it does seem like only in the past, like 5 years that it's really kind of taken off. What has happened that has made it so popular?
Yeah, it's really grown, hasn't it? Pickleball got very popular during the pandemic among people who were looking for a reason to go outside, looking for something new to do. It's really easy to pick up. It's really social. So it's very popular among families. It really took off. It's actually now considered the country's fastest growing sport.
And as such, it needs places to be played. And this is happening in my little town in the Los Angeles foothills. It's happening in big cities. There just aren't enough courts to go around. And so it has become an infrastructure problem.
Exactly. I mean, pickleball players are pretty passionate. And there's a bit of a tennis pickleball rivalry in some communities because they're played on the same courts. So local officials are trying to grapple with how to like meet that demand for pickleball courts while not, you know, disrupting other recreational athletes or other people who are trying to get out. And I mean, even in the country's 100 largest cities, the number of pickleball courts is up to 2,090, up from 420 just 5 years ago. So it's really been a big issue.
Can we talk equity here for a second? Because there are lots of cities in this country without enough parks to begin with, let alone pickleball. And now cities are thinking about adding new parks in areas that maybe there would be better served doing something else.
Yes. I mean, if you take a step back from this issue and remove pickleball itself from the picture, at the heart of the trend is really questions around how cities, specifically local parks departments, are allocating their resources and, you know, where that attention and investment is going. And so that is where the kind of questions around equity and access come in. You know, the solution is not that every neighborhood gets a pickleball court because not everybody wants one. So it does become a big infrastructure question, as you alluded to.
So what are cities doing? I mean, how do they make the right decision here? Because you got to put a park in a place that people are going to use, and not all places want to play pickleball.
Cities are, you know, trying to balance those kind of short-term demand while also kind of thinking about their longer-term needs. Neighborhoods are changing and evolving all the time, and so they want to make sure that the investments are going somewhere where they're going to be used, right, you know, not just for the next couple of years, but longer-term.
Right.
So they're doing things like converting tennis courts into dual-use courts. There are some neighborhoods which have maybe some dilapidated tennis courts are being rehabilitated into pickleball courts. And then they're also thinking about their longer term plans. You know, when a city is planning a new park or a new development, they're trying to decide, okay, do we put pickleball here? Do we focus on other needs that they have, you know, trying to take a longer term view?
Yeah. All right, here's a $64,000 question. Do you play and are you any good?
I do not play, but reporting this story got me very interested, actually.
Uh-huh.
So I might have to pick it up.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Well, we'll call you back. We'll see how you did. How about that?
Deal.
Gabby Galvin writing about pickleball most recently for Smart Cities Dive. Gabby, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.